Welcome to another edition of the Falls Cast, brought to you by the Falls Free Press in beautiful Cog Falls, Ohio. It's a delayed edition this week, Tuesday, July 9th, we're recording.
Delayed.
I blame that on myself and my computer that feels like it can be a douchebag whenever it feels like.
Technical difficulties.
Yes.
Please stand by.
For an hour. We're here with some of our favorite Falls casters. We have Mike and Suzanne.
Hello.
Hello.
We have Jen and Steven.
Howdy doodly doo.
Yo.
We have myself, Bart. Yay. Unfortunately, Cassie is under the weather and couldn't be with us tonight. But
no, boo.
Sending her all the healing vibes. Healing
yes.
vibes.
You feel better. We miss you. Door.
Scare.
Make her get up. That's rude.
That's what I do.
Be sure to check out our website, fallsfreepress.com, where we've got some new articles popping up, including one, especially thanks to Cassie.
Oh, Cassie!
We have a new calendar of events
for
all of July.
Yeah, that was amazing.
And something that I noticed the other day, between the calendar of events and our police blotter, on July 4th, we got a lot of hits, like in the South.
Yay!
I haven't read those current police blotter yet. Must have been a good one.
Police blotter had 829 hits just on July 4th.
Wow.
My golly. Okay. All right. Well, we know what the people want. Give the people what they want.
Crime and events.
Yes.
Yes. Punishment.
I'm just still concerned about the guy who had his television remote stolen because
I saw that one. I was like, wait, what? There has to be more to that story.
His kid off or his wife.
Yeah. Get off the TV. All you do is sit there and watch your golf shows.
Well, we don't know. It said that he had a suspect, but he never said who that suspect was.
It was the dog. Dog ate the remote.
Oh, boy. Well, we hope the remote is found. This is Remote Gate coming to you live from Falls Free Press. There's some bandit going into people's houses and throwing. I'm sorry. No, let's move on. Okay.
The possibilities are remote.
Oh, good one. Oh,
sorry, man. Bart.
We're a little funny on at night when we record.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Tuesday, when we haven't had the weekend to rest and recover, we're a little punchy.
Yeah, we are.
You can click over to our email address if you'd like to tell us what you think of the show.
FallsFreePress@gmail.com.
You can also get a hold of us on Facebook and review us whenever a podcast catcher you use.
Four stars.
Let people know. Four stars.
Five stars. Oh, five sorry. Stars. Oh, is there five stars?
Just
give two stars. Just give us two stars.
Numbers. 1.21 gigawatts.
Woo! Okay, this is going to be a good one. My brain is not working.
So, before we jump into the roundtable, it's been a few weeks.
Mm-hmm, it has.
How are we surviving this heat?
We are, I think probably better than you without any air conditioning. Oh, my gosh.
That's brutal.
Yeah, that's rough.
You know what? How much Bart loves this city and this podcast. He is sitting here recording when it's probably about 120 degrees in his apartment right now without a fan going or any of the windows, you know, around him. He's sweating for Cuyahoga Falls. That's how much he loves Cuyahoga Falls.
You can take your shirt off, Bart. I won't tell anybody.
Ooh, let's make this a YouTube show. Woo! Let's give everybody what they want.
Little skin. Putting skin in the game.
Little skin. Yep.
We want listeners. We want listeners.
They can't see anything. They can just, you know, maybe they can imagine it, but
we could describe what we're seeing.
Kick on some Barry White in the background.
We could all be have naked podcast day.
Well, the
great part about that, Bart, is that, you know, since we only see our heads, the women might show their boobs, but we won't show anything.
I can show my moobs. I got moves.
Don't offend Mike. Moves. He has great boobs. So we can't see his camera because his camera's like broken or something.
He's probably showing his boobs right now. We can't see.
He probably is, and we can't tell.
Tweaking my nipples.
Oh God. All right, moving on. All right, okay, what else?
Tuesday night. Yep. He's trying to restart that camera so we get a first up close the action shot.
Show us his awesome boob.
Oh, there he is. Oh, oh God, Mike, put him away. Oh gosh, no.
I'm dead sexy.
Oh, oh fat bastard.
We made Kaylee watch Austin Powers, the first one and the second one. She loved the first one. She's like, what the hell is the second one?
Oh, I love all of them. They're all just absolutely nuts, bonkers. I mean, a film like that, I don't think would get made today.
No, absolutely not. Nope. That's kind of how we're, it's kind of like the summer, because this is like really her last summer being home. We're kind of like making it her watch a lot of the movies that we like. So it's the summer of watching like movies. So if you guys,
and why we're so fucked up and
half yeah.
the old folks movies.
Yes.
I was on the on a little meeting with a new brand new colleague. He's young, maybe 25. Oh, and I referenced and he asked how my knee was because I'm recovering for knee surgery. And then I said, I referenced Speed. The Keanu Reeves movie, and I was like, you probably haven't even seen that. He's like, I've seen it. So because that came out in what, the
90s?
Yeah. Johnny Utah with his fucked up knee.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. I'll be honest, I have not seen that one.
Oh, which one?
It's entertaining.
Speed, yeah.
The first one was good. The rest of them were
okay.
No, you just did the first one.
Don't watch anyone but the first one.
I think they made three of them.
Okay, I only thought there were two.
Yeah, watch the first one.
Because whether there's Speed on a Bus and then Speed on a Boat.
Yeah, and then there's a third one, which I think there was
like a big cruise ship or something.
No, really?
Yeah, and it crashed into the
That was two. Speed 2 had the cruise ship that crashed into.
Okay.
Last two run together. They're awful.
Yeah.
They're so bad. Yeah.
I think it was like one of those direct to video kind of things.
Yeah. So bad.
Wait, was it in the second? Okay, sorry.
I don't know. Your ADD is acting up.
Yeah.
Well, if any of our listeners have any advice on what movies we should make our 21-year-old daughter watch, please write in and let us know.
Young Frankenstein.
Yeah.
We've already made them watch it.
Okay. All right.
So,
all the Monty Python movies.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It is the rabbit.
It is the rabbit. Some call me Tim.
Oh golly.
Princess Bride, of course.
Oh, they watched it, of course. Yeah. They love that one. Yes.
Spaceballs.
They did not like Spaceballs.
Blazing Saddles, we need to watch.
We have to watch Blazing Saddles. We keep talking about it because a lot of our conversation is one liners. He and I will just do one liners together. I'm like, you have to watch these movies to know where we're getting it from.
And like Robin Hood,
Men in Tights.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, I like that one. We made her watch Tombstone.
Yeah, Tombstones.
Yeah, she liked it.
How about Alien? The Alien with the
I don't know if she would. Yeah, maybe.
Oh, they're awesome.
That kind of stuff.
She doesn't like those kind of movies.
It's almost horror. It's but not
like Matrix to her. She liked the Matrix, but I don't think she would go much more beyond that. I don't know.
She's getting more adventurous.
Yeah.
I mean, she watched it in the movie theater.
I haven't seen it.
I always liked Alien because it was the first time that they showed a woman in that type of role ever.
It was a leading
role in an action movie, and she was like tough. She could take care of herself, and she can handle the big machines, and it was all that. So it was a huge deal back in the day.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. And maybe we could get her to watch it because of her being interested in that. Yeah.
I mean, the library just got in the ABCs of Alien picture book.
Is it a pop out book?
No, but I mean, R is for Ripley.
Lost opportunity though.
Like R is for Ripley. I can't remember. I think it was H is for the guy whose stomach is hurting a lot.
Oh man. All right. Well, go check that book out at the library. Oh man!
I realized there was also a Planet of the Apes one put out by the same person, and at first, like, oh my God, is this an A to Z picture book also? Oh come on! I know what D is.
Caesar.
Oh
Did everyone have a good fourth? It was rainy and wet.
It was
got
rainy.
My finger still,
wet.
So yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm surprised some of our neighbors.
How bad was the boom booms in your neighborhood?
It was so bad. I was like, what is going on?
It was like Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
It was nuts.
No.
Yeah. It was like nonstop.
Thursday and Friday.
It was nonstop. Saturday. Yeah. It was
I felt some last night too.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't hear any last night.
It's tapered off over here.
We're fortunate. Both our dogs don't give a shit. They don't care. They don't bother.
Our old dogs did. So
our last dogs, it bothered one of them a lot. And then, but these two, I mean, they're like, whatever. Doesn't bother them.
Yeah. I did see that the Humane Society and the Pound are talking about how they had so many dogs that came in because of being scared from them.
Yeah, probably ran away. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Sad.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, my fourth, I scored a extremely awesome off-brand Lego set of Robot Johnny 5 from Short Circuit.
I saw that.
Off-brand Lego?
Yeah, it was.
They made such a thing.
They called it Legos.
Timu sells them.
Maybe Dagos. They're called Dagos.
Timu! Yeah. Okay.
And so I know I spent $10 on it, so I probably spent like four times as much as I should have. And I've already lost pieces, so I have to dig for them under the couch before I...
Oh, no!
Short Circuit, also a movie she should watch.
Yes.
Which Short one? Circuit, oh, Short yes. Circuit, Short Circuit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a good one.
Did she try to stick her tongue down your throat?
The Goonies. Gotta watch the Goonies.
Goonies, yes.
Yeah, I don't think she saw that one yet. Yes, you're right. She does.
Machine Guns also.
Breakfast Club. I'm sure she's seen The Breakfast Club.
I don't know if she's seen it.
I'm not sure she saw The Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club's quality.
Yeah, that might be it. Yeah, those are good ones.
There's a really good documentary on Hulu right now about the origin of the Rat Pack. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And all about those movies.
Have you watched? Did you watch it?
Yeah. Apparently, it's basically about the article that started the term Brat Pack and how some of them, especially Emilio Estevez, were not too happy about that phrase.
Yeah, because, well, and I heard something like, I saw, I think it was like a commercial or something about it. And they were saying like Molly Ringwald wasn't considered part of the Brat Pack. I was like,
but John Cryer was like, what?
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. You know,
say anything.
Well, you're talking about, back in the day, I mean, patriarchy was way harder core in effect. So, of course,
yeah, but they were saying
the women got left out.
Demi Moore was a part of the Brat Pack.
Was she?
No.
No.
And I was like, what?
Demi Moore?
Yeah. I was like, what was she? But I never saw St. Elmo's Fire.
St. Elmo's Fire.
Yeah.
I never saw it.
That's one I've never seen either.
I didn't see it either.
But I guess she was in that. And I'm like, how is it that, whatever. I'll have to watch that. I'm curious.
And then like Rob Lowe, and it's like, I have never considered Rob Lowe part of the Brat Pack.
That had to be what, St. Elmo's Fire, maybe?
Was he in it too?
I don't know what James Spade. Been in.
He was in St.
There's a documentary
Fire.
On it.
We'll have to watch it. Yeah, have you watched it?
No, I haven't. Been waiting to do it.
Yeah.
I'm clueless. Shocker.
So into our roundtable.
Yes.
Recently, there was a letter sent out to residents about updating the current utility meters to smart meters, which is basically just an upgrade from something that happened in 2008.
You mean a conspiracy to be able to break into our homes and control how much water we use?
Yes. And electricity.
That's right.
Yes.
And gas.
Mm.
They can just cut off all of our utilities.
They could at any time.
I didn't think they were doing the gas.
Does everything always have to be a fucking conspiracy?
I don't know. I saw it on Facebook. And I'm seeing all these wild conspiracies.
The whole world revolves around you, and they're out to get you. Really?
I know. It's
that's just because you're a libtard. That's why.
So our meters were updated in 2008.
Yeah,
that was when they were last updated. Yeah.
Okay, so it's only been.
Remember, they came in.
So it's been 6 years.
Little electronic thing with a little wire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they put in.
Is this an augmentation or a whole new system?
The whole new meter, whole new system.
Yeah. Huh.
Because it's become outdated and some of them are failing and they're not doing accurate readings or something.
Oh dear. That doesn't sound. They should last 10 years at least.
2008. I mean,
it's 8 years. 6 years.
2008 or 2018.
2008.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was like, wait a second.
Okay,
what year is this?
The maths are not strong in my brain.
two plus.
But they've had had smart meters all this time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jennifer, that is a long time.
Jennifer needs to check out the count on Sesame Street and listen to advice.
One year. Cool.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Sorry, guys.
No, I.
Every time I hear that, that's my brain goes to.
Jen keeps traveling that back in time.
That's pretty entertaining, I must say.
I wish that it was only 6 years ago, but it was not. Oh,
never
man.
Never mind. Oh, good time. Hero, then. That's so long ago.
So again, this is something we've already had. They're just upgrading it. And as the letter said, they will more than likely need to be replaced again in another 15 years.
No, conspiracy.
Which again, it's been 15 years already.
I mean, it's wireless. Wireless electronics only last so long. Your modems die.
Yeah.
And your Wi-Fi routers die. I mean, that's really what that thing essentially is, a Wi-Fi router. I drive by in a car real slow and it picks all the information up to the car. That's what it does.
Yeah. When you think about the electronics part of it, understand. Yeah.
And I mean, doing this, no one will have to get into your house to check your water meter.
Yeah.
I remember when they used to have to do that when we first moved in. They used to come in the basement and they used to estimate it. They only came in like quarterly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My gas was really off every time. Like, I'd be spending three times as much for gas. And then it's just like, oh, okay. So apparently you were only using like a quarter of that.
Oh.
Hmm.
I remember when you were able to either call in or write.
Yeah.
The meter bell. Reading on the back of the thing and throw it on your door, for a door hanger when they came by.
Okay.
Because I'm old.
You are old.
Let me get my walker.
1, 2, 3.
Get off my lawn.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. But yeah, it apparently most of Facebook doesn't believe in technology not going their way.
As they're using technology to complain about technology, you mean that thing?
Yeah. Mm,
yeah.
Complaining on the city's Facebook page, because that's where you complain about stuff.
Yes.
It shows how unhappy people are.
It's just, the idiocy is so exhausting. I mean, it's just idiocy. It's fucking idiocy. It is. People are just stupid. I can't do it anymore. I read that stuff. I just scroll by. I can't even read the comments.
I know. Me too. Mm-hmm. I've been kind of like,
I mean, do you have like 10 brain cells? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder how many people still have their refrigerator from 1975 or some shit that, of course, it's a tank, but at some point it's going to fail. And most of your electronics nowadays are throwaway electronics, unfortunately. You get 5-10 years out of it and that's it. Unless you got that old refrigerator that will last fucking 50 some years, it just will not die.
Making you pay like $500 worth of electricity to run it.
Yeah.
But will it die? It will outlive everything. It will outlive your house.
You should probably put it out in the back and shoot it, though.
And it will still run.
It's like,
unless you hit the compressor, which is at the very bottom.
Okay.
They probably laugh at you and go, ha, I'm made of thick steel. Fuck you, bullet.
It'll go where it's mostly foam. I mean, really, it's just styrofoam.
Yeah.
Cased with metal.
Oh, boy.
Well, yeah, everyone, when you get that letter saying it's time in your area, schedule. It is mandatory.
Okay. Yep. Okay, Bart, we'll do it.
I don't want to. It's a conspiracy.
You have to.
No. It's a conspiracy. I'm going to go complain about it.
Go put it on Facebook.
I'll tag the mayor.
There you go. That will solve it. I don't want to brag, but the mayor did wish me happy birthday on Facebook. So
he wished me happy birthday too.
Shh, no, it's all about me, Jen. Just because we have this like one day apart birthday.
The mayor loves us.
Well, he has friends with a lot of people, and he usually says happy birthday to almost everybody on his list. So the first thing in the morning, probably sits down and spends half an hour drinking his coffee.
I was wondering, I'm like, is he doing that himself?
Yeah, he's doing that.
Because that's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people.
Unless he hired somebody else to do it, which I don't think he would. I think he would just sit down and drink his coffee and do it. But
I don't know. It's pretty nice.
It's nice. It's nice.
It is.
Got friends in high places.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
He is. He's very good.
Next, Summit Christian School currently now has the highest enrollment in its history for their upcoming school year. I'm guessing considering St. Joseph isn't around.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. They forgot about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they also have a new board president, Donald Plum, an attorney from Green.
I don't know if I have anything to say about that. Well, I have a lot of things to say about it, but we should probably move
on. Can you say anything about that?
I'm not going to talk
they
about it.
They should not be allowed to have any tax dollars from anyone.
Not a single penny.
Not a single goddamn penny. You should all go back to public schools, not private schools. It's bullshit and it's theft.
Yeah, pretty much what Stephen said and more. So well. Moving on.
Well, speaking of dogs.
Yeah.
If your dog is getting far too hot lately, as much as you are, every Thursday now through Labor Day, you can bring your pup to have a swim in the lake of Monroe Falls Metro Park.
Ooh.
Humans are not allowed to accompany their dogs in the lake, though. You are responsible for your pets. There's no treats in the water. Make sure to pick up after them.
Boo.
And if your dog is as much of an asshole as other people in the neighborhood, maybe just don't bring them.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Where's that lake? Where's that lake?
Monroe Falls.
It's in Monroe Falls.
Is that off River Road?
Yeah. It's off of, isn't that the one by, at Jerry's?
It's by the river.
It's by the river.
It's a lake, not a river.
It's down by the river.
Down by the river.
River
I do want to know, Bart. What is dog meat? Is dog meat getting far too hot lately as well?
Ask Kendall.
Have you seen?
Yes. Yes.
Have you seen the show Fallout?
Yes. Yes. Okay. I was wondering.
In the show, the dog has like this long, complicated, you know, numbers and letters, but they call her four.
Yep.
In the game,
they call it dog.
They just refer to the dog. In fact, I don't even think anyone ever, other than like a lady who's really hungry and starts screaming about dog meat. No one refers to the dog by a name. It's just like in your controls, you know, speak to dog meat, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, our daughter played that game, and I think I remember her talking about that. Yeah.
I had it for the PC when it first came out, the very first version of it. I had it played on the PC back in the day.
Yeah.
I completed it a couple times. It's a fun game. It was a fun game.
I've heard it's fun.
The only one I've been able to start, because it's the only one available right now, is Fallout 4. And it's just one of those where it's like, okay, you have to assign a person to this thing, and then you have to assign a person to this. Now you have to go to this building over here.
Yeah.
And it's just been such a pain in the butt. It's one of those things where I play for half an hour, I don't get any further, and I have to put it down because I'm fed up. So I've gotten my leg ripped off about 6 times by dog.
You start out rough and then you get your ass kicked a lot and then you get used to it.
Yeah.
You learn where all the little caches of stuff are.
Yeah.
Then you work your way through the game. It's like you're the big guns over here and the Miami over there.
Never played it.
No.
Well, it's even worse because my save spot right now is in a stairway. And you got a dog. You got dogs coming from underneath, and you got people coming from right above. And it's just like
kind of fucked.
I screwed myself over on this.
Yeah.
So it's been a while since I went back to that. But I did finish the show.
We haven't even finished it yet. We gotta finish it.
Nope.
I loved this show. It was a good show.
Oh yeah. Speaking of lakes, bit of interesting information: Lake Erie was recently named the best lake in the United States by USA Weekly.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Better than Mistake on the Lake.
Yes.
It is a mistake.
I read that a group of dignitaries came through to present this award, and somebody hadn't been in a while, and they said, wow, it's amazing with how far this has come, and this is, you know, the guys.
That's cool. The
lake's amazing, and the river looks so clean. And
that's great. Yeah. It has come a long way.
What happens in like 50 years.
Yeah.
Until Project 2025 comes, and then they delete the EPA so that all the corporations can pollute for free.
Freely pollute and poison you and poison your
dump
water
asbestos in the water and just
and
kill
give
us all.
Cancer. Yep. So just
they can be rich.
Rich cronies can make.
Yep. They can have stock buybacks.
You need to do it to compete with China.
Somebody's
although he's supposedly not associated with it.
Because it ain't fucking true. Somebody's telling him to say that. Because he ain't smart enough to come up with it on his own.
Cuyahoga Falls Library has a new mobile app, guys.
Oh, do they?
I downloaded it. Did you? Good. Yes. I have not yet, so I'll have to go and do that. You can now browse the catalog, sign up for programs and study rooms, see all of your digital checkouts in one place. Most of all, and this is actually kind of cool, you can check out materials just by scanning the item barcode with your phone. It's available on Apple and Google Play.
I haven't tried the self-checkout yet with a scanny barcode, but I will next time I go.
Let us know how it works.
That's some that's Apple fancy. Play.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And we're all fancy now.
Yes. Apple Play in the Google Store?
Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha.
I thought you said role play. I'm like...
I think that she does go in that section. She's read the whole site, the whole, you know, the just row of it.
Two rows.
Two rows.
Ah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Do.
On Wednesday, July 17th, you can join the mayor, council people, and Parks and Rec for a celebration of the outdoor space at the Quirk Cultural Center. This is at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, July 17th.
Oh, that's so cool.
So I'm glad that they're
I know the mayor. I know the mayor.
You do.
He'll wish you happy birthday if he sees you there.
He will wish you happy birthday, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And beginning July 15th, the Steel's Corners Bridge will be closed for 90 days while the guardrails and expansion joints are replaced.
I guess that's important.
Part of this, the city received the local major bridge project grant, which is going to be covering up to $1 million of the project costs, and it's only estimated to cost just a little over $1 million.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So it's mostly paid for.
That's great.
Just the eastbound. I know they were closing just the eastbound side for a while.
Well, I know the eastbound, but I'm wondering if they're, you know.
It makes sense to do the whole fucking thing.
Exactly. But.
When is that closing, Bart?
That is starting on calendar, Monday.
Okay.
Monday. Just another manic Monday.
Wednesday.
Are we back to Sesame Street?
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
Brought to you by the letters F and U. Herding cats, Bart.
All right. Woo.
All right, moving on.
Yeah. So, Cuyahoga Falls resident Maxwell LeBonc was recently pulled over and arrested for aggravated menacing a couple weeks ago, apparently. He angrily passed a vehicle in Northfield Center Township while holding up a gun to the other driver.
Classy. I'm glad they got him.
That's classy.
Yeah, apparently the victim just, you know, pulled over and called 911 and left to pull him over up the street.
You're like, yeah, go get that guy. Yes. Oh my gosh, what an idiot.
Fuck me, no, fuck you.
And even more sad news, owner of the Rip Beer stand for the last 38 years, Al Emick, passed away last week at 97.
I saw that. Sorry.
So, I mean, they even went to, you know, keeping it open year-round for a while. Yeah. So, and then on top of that, Punts and Pints is closing.
Yeah.
I just saw that.
Bummer. Same. I wonder what new business will buy it.
Yeah, maybe. Hopefully something.
I mean, the liquor license alone is probably worth a lot of money, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or Funny Stop. Maybe Funny Stop could move over and take over the whole thing.
Oh,
maybe. Yeah.
Because, I mean, they already got a liquor license, so.
The Funny Stop has one. The Funny Stop has their own liquor license, too.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's like, that'd be one you could sell.
Yeah.
I don't know. Random thoughts.
Random thoughts by Mike.
My candy.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So my good news, and this is coming from a Mr. Stephen Moulet. So if it's incorrect, everybody write your strongly worded letters to him.
Yeah, just give us 0 stars. That's all.
0 stars.
We are pre-warning this could be misinformation.
This could be, but. You saw on their Facebook page that they're going to be opening up for dinner.
Who's that?
They didn't give a timeline. They said there was like a dry run. Come on in for tonight. We're having a dry run. We're testing things out before we open up for dinner.
Who's opening
for dinner? So I'm imagining as a guess, maybe a few weeks, a month, who knows?
Oh, okay. So well,
contact them directly on their Facebook page.
And ask, because Steve's just making shit up.
So just inundate them with thousands of inquiries.
When are you opening up for dinner? Source. Yes, the false cast said you are, so you have to be, because, you know.
I took away his press pass when he was saying all that.
Thief.
Well, I hope it's true, and I, you know, we've been there for breakfast, and it's really good, and I like the environment, so hopefully they will open for dinner. Guys, guess what time it is.
What time is it?
Bart's Arts, Bart's Arts, Bart's Arts, Bart's Arts.
Bart's Arts!
That's good. That was the best,
the best one yet.
It was the best one yet, guys.
Was it?
Yes, it was.
So, ending on Saturday at the Porthouse Theater, Nonsense the Musical.
Oh, my parents just saw Jesus Christ Superstar there like 2 weeks ago. They said it was great.
Also, apparently, porthousetheater.com that I copied is not the correct web address.
Oh, no! What did you find?
Because what it said that I wrote was poorhouse, which is where I can afford.
Okay. Well, I need the cheap ticket, so I'll go there.
Yeah.
Next, this Friday, Flicks from the Falls is playing Rio.
Ooh, yay.
It's That's a Brazil cute movie. Night.
Oh.
Thursday, Cauga Falls Community Band will be performing a free concert at Oak Park starting at 7 p.m.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then Saturday. The most impressive show of talent in the falls to come ever at Doodle Drive-In.
Ooh.
See the talent of our four-legged friends.
Wow.
At a doggy talent show, 4 to 6 p.m.
That will be so cute. Aw. I don't think our dog is very, I don't know what he can do.
No. Not much. He's an asshole.
He pretty much can be.
He's an biggest asshole.
His talent is being an asshole.
You're barking up the wrong tree.
Oh boy.
That was good.
I'm positive that it was a terrible joke.
No. Oh my gosh.
Sorry, Bart.
At the Akron Civic Theater, starting July 19th, Millennial Theater Project is presenting Kinky Boots, the musical.
Oh, really?
What's that about?
That's a good question. Okay. I know
there's a pair of boots.
It's written by Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah,
and scored by her too.
Yeah.
Oh wow. I didn't know anything about it. I've heard the title so many times, I didn't know anything about it.
The description of the show: Charlie Price has reluctantly inherited his father's shoe factory, which is on the verge of bankruptcy. Trying to live up to his father's legacy, Charlie finds an inspiration in the form of Lola, a fabulous entertainer in need of some sturdy stilettos. The unlikely pair find that they have more in common than they realized, and discover that when you change your mind, you can change the whole world.
Okay, interesting. Not where I was seeing that go.
Well, there are boots, and I imagine the people on the show are kinky.
Okay.
Okay.
Seems like a missed opportunity. You know, they can bow chicka wow wow and, you know, put the boots in there and all kinds of stuff like that. So.
Yeah.
You know, to be fair, I've never seen the movie. They might. But this goes through August 4th. The Sunday Summer Concert Series at Kaiser Barn this Sunday. Camel Butter and Fatback Bango will play starting at 5 p.m. Yes, are the names of the performers.
Is that one group or two different
those
people?
Those are two.
Okay.
I just realized I was together.
Finally, the Cleveland Orchestra will perform a live underscore with a presentation of Lord of the Rings Return of the King as part of the Blossom Music Festival on August 2nd through the 4th. They just did one for Raiders of the Lost Ark a couple weeks ago. I know.
Yeah, I heard that some people went there and it was really good.
Hey guys, thank you for listening to us this week.
Oh,
sorry,
yeah,
this one was a rough one, kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember,
so Tuesday is not our day.
No, today is not. Sunday definitely wasn't, and today is just worse.
Oh well, we got through it.
We do want to hear your ideas for potential interviewees and ideas for the show. Shout those out to us at
fallsfreepress@gmail.com.
Plus, be sure to rate and review us.
5 stars.
You know what? It doesn't matter if you enjoy the show or not. Just don't base this show.
Yeah. Yes.
Because believe me, I'm looking at the timestamp right now, and it says 1 hour.
Oh.
And I'm like, no.
You talked a lot.
Yes.
This is going to be a long episode.
It's going to be a long
Is
one.
It?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It'll probably is be like it? 20 minutes.
He probably has to cut all the stuff out that we
said. Please cut this out. It'll, yeah. 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Thanks now, for listening.
Yeah. Yes. For now, say goodbye. We'll say goodbye. You say goodbye. We'll say goodbye.
Somebody
we'll hear goodbye everywhere.
Oh, bye.
Later, dudes and dudettes and theys and thems.
Okay.
Falsecast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Cuyahoga Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.
Oh, mush the face. Mush, 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 mush,
mush, mush, mush, mush, mush.